It's cold here, but not like that.
Yeah, and I know we're talking about the weather, but it's honestly worth talking about because it is, I don't know about you, but you know, when it's blue skies, it's great. I don't care how cold it is. The blue skies, yeah. It's so good for the head. But when it's cloudy here for 12 days in a row, it's like I got to punch that sad light on and strap in because it's, yeah, you know, it's just, as you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, it's one of those things for your mental health.
Totally, man. The weather plays a big part, and you're totally right about that.
I'm excited. We've got new music coming from you, Greatest Enemy, and there's a lot of you've opened up a lot, and I applaud you for that. Why don't we sort of start from last year? This time last year, you were gonna play a couple of shows at the Commodore. Those went away. Then the Rona happened, and now we're sort of finding out, you know, what's been going on, and it seems like you're good. You're on the mend.
I am doing better for sure. I'm getting there. I've spent a year. I'll be honest. I had the worst year of my life.
Yeah.
So, we canceled those shows because of me and because I fell into a very dark depression, and so this last year has just been about healing and trying to get better, and I'm getting there, you know, like I don't know if there's a cure. I'm managing it better, and it is getting better, but you know, every day is hard. I gotta be honest with you, every day can be a bit tricky.
And you know, I think that is something that is so big to say, because a lot of people want to just keep a thumb on it and be like, oh, no, I'm fine. I think it's really brave and strong that you're like, hey, I need a beat here. I need to take care of me. And some days, if you want to just lie in bed watching Netflix, you should do that. And if some days you want to run around with your kids, you should do that. But every day's like, as I always say from thousands of dollars of therapy from therapists, one foot in front of the other is such a great way to think about things when you're going through these difficult times.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm just kind of living day by day and just trying to make the best of every day that I'm alive. So
good.
Yeah, and that involves, you know, I do a lot of meditation. I take my dog for walks. I play with my kids. And so that's kind of my strategy right now.
That's a good strategy to have. Now, you're working on yourself. You realize, hey, I need to take some time, and you had the worst year of your life. And then we go into a full-on pandemic that affects you because you can't earn a paycheck on the road. And that's hard because you're an artist and you're a creative person and you want to express your music to people. It's how, you know, we want to be in front of people. If you're a performer, I'm not, you are. And here we are, we've now got new music. So at what point did you pick up the phone and be like, you know what, I'm ready to start working again and collaborating again, and let's sort of get the wheels turning?
I'd say that took about 6 months. I checked myself into a hospital in January last year. And, you know, for that first 6 months, I didn't really have music on my mind. I was just, my brain was not acting properly. So
it took
about 6 months for me to kind of email the band and say, hey, I got this song that I wrote before the pandemic. What do you guys think? And then they were into it. And then that's when we started to get back to work a bit.
And you, like, how did it go with this studio and picking a producer? And you, I know you wrote this song, co-wrote it with Steve Aiello. And then you started working with Dave Schiffman, who worked with Petty and Weezer. Like, and I know that there's a relationship there previously. How does that all work? It, you know, take, you know, you speak to the bandmate 6 months later, you've got this song, then how long was it from then to getting into the studio and putting it down?
Oh, great question. I'd say it was floating around for maybe a couple months. You know, we talked a lot about whether it's a good time to release a song because of COVID, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so that took a bit of time to figure out. But then once the labels were on board, we just got right into that studio as quick as we could and spent about 3 days there. And it was weird because we hadn't seen each other in a year.
Yeah.
And then we just went to a studio and made a couple songs together. So.
And how, like, you know, when you're in a band like that and you haven't, was it a pretty quick coming back? Was it like putting on skates again or something, whatever the cliche is? Did it just come or did it take a bit of time, like starting a dead battery on a car?
Oh, geez, no. Man, touring with these guys for the last 5 or 10 years of my life, you know, we got pretty close and we're like family. So no, it was like putting on a pair of skates again, man. And to be honest, we're getting along better than ever. And not to say we never got along well, but it was like smooth transition right back to the same jokes, same yeah. park jokes.
Yeah.
So, it's totally smooth.
I feel like it's important to talk about your music, but I also think it's important to talk about how open you are with your struggle. And I mean, I've gone through it. And when you're talking about what you're talking about, I can somewhat relate to it. I can only call it a haze, right? It's kind of like a haze.
Yeah.
For me, at least. Was it like that for you?
Yeah, haze is definitely, you can put that word in there.
Yeah.
You know, like, God, it's almost like your body shuts down. Mm-hmm. You just lose all, you know, you feel worthless.
Yeah.
You know, you have intrusive thoughts, negative thoughts. You know, getting out of bed was a struggle. Just so lethargic. I could mm-hmm. almost not move. Like, I was trying to move and I was trying to do my daily activity, but like, I couldn't. Like, it's like my whole body just kind of shut down on me and my brain wasn't acting properly. It was just different than before, and haze is a good word. I was just not myself,
you know. And it's enlightening to hear that, because depression steals your confidence.
It steals your confidence, man. It steals your soul.
Yeah, it rips it out, and then you're like, it's almost like you're a headless horseman chasing it all around everywhere, going, where is it? And then, you know, you wake up one day, or, you know, you work on yourself and you wake up one day and you start to feel better. Do you have a moment where you realized I'm going to be okay?
God, that's an amazing question, because I don't know if I have that moment yet, to be honest.
You will have that moment. And when you do, it's really powerful, and you may not notice it in the moment, because when you're depressed, you don't really understand what the moments are. But when you sort of look back, you'll realize and you'll go, it was this, you know, bang. And I don't know, like for myself personally, I know when mine was, and I was walking off a jetway in Maui and I was like, I'm okay. I'm going to be okay. Like, everything's going to be okay here. And sort of, and then, you know, it's like this, it's almost like an adrenaline rush, but I completely understand the getting out of bed thing, feeling lethargic. And when you start judging your own talent or your self-esteem, all those things, it just robs you of that. It's just the worst.
You're nailing it on the head, man. It's truly like that. And I still sit and think about how unbelievably hard it is to go through depression or to have anxiety. I'm still shocked by how hard it is to get through that.
Yeah, and I, you know, I appreciate you being willing to talk about it. I have no secrets. I'll talk about it, but I only talk about it with people that are open about it. And reading the bio, I'm like, oh, I can talk to you for hours because it's just one of those. It's one of those things that happens to you in your life, and it comes in waves. And when you are dealing with depression and anxiety, it's just the 1-2 punch that until you've lived it, you can't articulate what it feels like until you, like, haze is the word that always came to my mind.
Yeah. It's a really well said sentence. Until you kind of experience it, it's hard to understand what it is. It's truly suffering and emotional suffering. So
it is. Like, it's good what you're saying, because the suffering and that emotional toll, and you also have to, you know, keep your chin up in front of your kids and stuff, and yes, they'll see you in a vulnerable position. It's still an extremely difficult thing to do, because it's like like I said at the start of this conversation, you put yourself first, and I think that's important. And yes, you struggled with it for a long time, but when those moments come where you feel like you're in a vice grip, like, you got to call time out.
Yeah.